当我们听到这样一个美妙的诗歌的时候，我们心里面实在也会从心里说 Amen。 When we sing the hymn like this, we will say Amen in our heart. Now is the time for offering. We use the offering to express our thankfulness and also it's kind of dedication of Christian to give a portion of our income in the ministry of God. 现在是一个奉献的时间，奉献是基督徒用一点点金钱的摆上，作为一个参与，作为一个献上，代表我们的生命，也愿意好像耶稣为我们降生，我们也愿意为他摆上一点。当今天这个圣诞的主日的时候，我们要再一次思想耶稣为我们降生的事情。
On this Christmas morning, we want to meditate upon the birth of Christ.
请我们翻开旧约以赛亚书第九章。
Let's turn again to the book of Isaiah, chapter 9.
我们从第一节要看到第七节。
We will be reading from verses 1 through 7.
刚才我们已经稍微读过这一段的圣经。
Just now we have heard these verses read for us.
但是我们要再一次来看这段的经文。
But let us pay attention to these verses again.
我来读一次。
I will read once again.
但那受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗。从前神使西布伦地和拿弗他利地被藐视，幕后却使这沿海的路约旦河外外邦人的加利利地得着荣耀。在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。你使这国民繁多，加增他们的喜乐，你在他们在你的面前欢喜，好像收割的欢喜，像人分乳物那样的快乐，因为他们所负的重轭和肩头上的杖，并欺压他们的人的棍，你都已经折断，好像在米甸的日子一样。战士在乱杀之间所穿的盔甲，那滚在雪中的衣服，都被作为可烧的，当作火柴。因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。这段圣经所提到的是一个非常好的消息。
This passage of scripture tells of very good news.
因为一方面他提到的是一个荣耀的光照亮在这个黑暗的世界上。
It tells of a glorious light shining in this world of darkness.
同时，这个荣耀的光也成为一个我们的喜乐，一个荣耀的欢心。
And this glorious light became a joy for us.
最后，这个好消息会带来一个荣耀的国度。
And this good news will bring forth a glorious kingdom.
当他提到这个光芒的时候，
When it mentioned this source of light.
第一节他提到说，但那些受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗。
It first says that there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress.
受过痛苦的人，我们常常印象中会记得那个黑暗的日子。
Those who have experienced distress remembers those days of darkness.
但这边是个应许。
But here we see a promise.
这个应许就是那些受过痛苦的人，我们不会再见到幽暗了。
That those who were in distress will no longer be gloomy.
因为什么呢？因为神的光即将要来临了。
Because of the arrival of the light of God.
当他提到那些在西伯伦地、拿弗他利地的人的时候，那边所指的就是今天的加利利的地方。
When he mentioned the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, it points to the modern day of Galilee.
在当时，那是以色列最北边的地方。
It was the northernmost fringes of the kingdom of Israel.
那个地方也是最早被外族的人所侵占的地方。
It were the territories that were first conquered by other tribes and nations.
也是最早经历过痛苦的人。
They were the first to experience.
后来那个地方因为是被外族人统治的地方。
They were the first to experience conquering tribes.
所以有很多外族的人住在那里。
So there were other people of other nations living there.
因此加利那个地方也就被称为外邦人的加利利地。
So they often refer to Galilee as Galilee of the Gentiles.
直到耶稣基督的时代，加利利那个地方仍然是被人瞧不起的地方。
Even in the days of Jesus, Galilee was not a land to be admired.
当耶稣从小在拿撒勒这个地方长大的时候，
When Jesus was growing up in the land of Nazareth,
人家一听到说拿撒勒，拿撒勒能够出什么好的吗？
And you hear people comment upon the land of Nazareth saying nothing good ever comes from there.
因为那是一个外邦人所住的地方。
Because it's often populated by the Gentiles.
当然那边还有一些犹太人住在那里。
Of course, there were still Israelites there.
但对其他犹太人来看，
But for the rest of the Jews,
加利利那个地方是一个被人厌弃的地方。
Galilee is a land that has been defiled.
那是一个黑暗的地方。
A land of darkness.
但是神的应许却是这样的奇妙。
And yet we see this wonderful promise of God.
他说就在这个加利利的地方有光要出现。
Even in this land of Galilee, a light will appear.
是那些在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光。
Those people who were walking in darkness will see a great light.
他们住在死荫之地，但却有光照耀他们。
Even as they were living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned upon them.
只有当我们真正生活在那样的一种情况下的人，你才有那样的深的渴慕，渴望看见光明。
It's only when we have such an experience of darkness that we have a longing for the light.
很多时候我们生活无忧无虑的时候，
When our life is just smooth sailing,
我们不会感觉到有一些人他们生活在黑暗之中。
We cannot imagine that there are others living in darkness.
我们也不能够体会这样一个美好的地方，怎么还有人生活在贫苦之中呢？
We cannot imagine how in this land of plenty that there are still many who are living in poverty.
当我们看到人的表面的时候，会觉得看起来每一个人都生活得很好的。
And when we view people outwardly, we feel that they all living very nice lives.
你很难看见在一个看起来很好的外表的内心有多少的痛苦。
It's hard for us to see through the outward appearance into the inner sufferings.
我曾经有这样一个很痛苦的经验。
I have once a difficult experience.
这经验不是因为我自己遭到什么其他的困难。
It's not because I was personally faced with difficulties.
而是因为我曾经一次这样忽略了一个人，而他在痛苦之中。
But it's because for one time I neglected the needs of someone who then had to suffer much sufferings.
二十多年以来，我很难忘记那个人。
For over two decades, I cannot put that person away from my mind.
他在功课学业方面是非常不顺利的人。
He did not do very well in school.
当我自己在台大读书的时候，他是我大哥的同班的同学。
When I was in the University of Taiwan, he was a little bit older than me. He was at the same grade as my older brother.
当我大学，差不多三年级的时候。我哥哥的这个同班的同学还没有考上大学。
Even when I was already a junior in the university, he has still yet to be accepted into the university system.
他父亲把他送到日本去读书。
And so his father sent him to Japan for further studies.
因为他在台湾考不上大学。
Because he just cannot enter into a university in Taiwan.
他在日本就用钱帮他买了一个学校可以进去。
And through the use of money, he was able to enter a university in Japan.
他非常的不快乐。
He was very unhappy.
在放暑假的时候，他回到台湾。
During the summer vacation, he returned.
在一个非常黑暗的晚上，他到我家来。
He came to our home on a very dark night.
我们谈了很多。
We spoke about many things.
可他的困难，我没办法帮助他。
But I cannot help him in his difficulties.
我没有办法去说服他的父亲，让他不要去到日本读大学。
I cannot go and persuade his father not to send him back to Japan.
第二天他就要回日本。
He was to return the second day.
谈到很晚的时候，我说你该走了。
We were speaking deep into the night until I say, "Well, it's really time for you to go."
他很不愿意走，但他还是听我的话，他就走了。
He was unwilling to leave, but he finally left.
我陪着他到了车站。
I accompanied him to the bus stop.
送他上最后一班的车子。
And I saw him onto the last bus.
就他在要快上车之前，他回头对我说了一句话。
Before he was going to board the bus, he turned and spoke to me.
他说：“祖坤，人活着，你说到底有什么意思呢？”
He said, 主坤, why do you think we are living?
我们来不及回答，我也不知道该怎么回答这样一个问题。
I did not know how to answer such a question, and I didn't even have time to come up with an answer.
他坐上车子走了。
So he boarded the bus and left.
我可以说是流着泪，在月光之下走回我自己的家。
I can say I was returning home with tears in my eyes under the moonlight.
我有个预感，这是我一生中最后一次见到他。
I have this feeling that this will be the last time that I will ever see him.
也真的是如此。
And indeed, that was so.
不到一个月，他就神经崩溃了。
In less than a month, he had a nervous breakdown.
一年之后，他自杀而死。
And a year later, he committed suicide.
我再也没见过他。
I have never seen him again.
但那天，我在我心中有很深很深的懊悔。
And in my heart, there's this deep regret.
有这样一个人，他满怀着痛苦来到我的面前。
Here is this person who is deeply grieved in front of me.
我跟他谈话。
I spoke to him.
但说实在，我可能不够真正用爱心来对待他。
But perhaps I just did not have enough love for him.
对我来讲，好像读书是一件很容易的事情。
Because for me, it's easy to study in school.
我可能很难了解为什么他考不上一个好的大学。
So it's difficult for me to understand why he cannot enter a good university.
我不能够体会一个在痛苦中的人他的心灵的感觉。
I cannot empathize with his feelings.
他在黑暗中走过他的一生。
He walked in darkness all his life.
所以每一次当我看到这样的经文的时候，心里就在思想我的那一位朋友。
So whenever I come to this verse, I thought about my friend.
我想我们每一个人，你在你一生中，你自己也好，或者你的朋友，有些人就是生活在幽暗之中的。
Perhaps for all of us, other than ourselves, we will know friends who have walked in darkness.
我们需要把这样的人带到耶稣基督的面前。
We need to bring these people in front of Jesus Christ.
不要做一件事情让你一生后悔的。
Don't do something that will grieve you for your entire life.
二十多年前的事情到今天，我还在后悔。
I'm still grieving over this event over 20 years ago.
有些人生活在黑暗之中。
There are people living in darkness.
但神已经应许了这个光来到这个世界。
But God has promised that a light will come to this world.
而且这个应许已经实现了。
And this promise has been fulfilled.
耶稣基督已经来到这个世界上了。
Because the Lord Jesus has come to this world.
他应许所有跟随他的人就不在黑暗里走了。
And he promised that those who follow him will no longer walk in darkness.
也不止一次，当我有机会为神传福音的时候。
And this is not just one time when I had an opportunity to share the good news of God.
看见一个在黑暗中的人，因为认识了主，他脸上所表现出来的那种的喜乐。
That I can witness someone who were originally in darkness when they received the light, I can see the radiant joy upon their faces.
真的应许是不会改变的。
God's promise will not be changed.
他就是那光。
He is the light.
他能够让黑暗中的人看见光明。
He can let those people walking in darkness see the great light.
你看见那光了吗？
Have you seen this great light?
我们需要看见那个光。
We need to see this light.
我们需要帮助别人去看见那个光。
We need to help others see this light.
如果在你一生中曾经帮助过一个在黑暗中的人看见光明的话，
Even if you can only help one person from darkness to see the light,
我相信你这一辈子你会继续不断的愿意把福音传给别人的。
Then you will continue to share the good news with others.
因为这个荣耀的光是有功效的，是确实的。
Because this glorious light is true and it is effective.
这个好消息不但是一个荣耀的光明光辉。
But this good news is not limited to just being a glorious light.
同时这是一个很喜乐的事情。
It is a glorious joy.
第三节这样形容说，你要使这个神要使这个国民增多。
In verse 3, we read, "You have enlarged the nation." You referring to God and increased their joy.
这边所说的是国民增多的意思，也可以说不单单只有犹太人，各国的万族万国的人都会认识主。
Here we see that God will increase the people in the nation. This nation does not necessarily have to be limited to the nation of Israel, but all nations.
万国万族的人都会一起得到这个救恩。
That all tribes and nations will receive this salvation.
教会是各个的民族、各个的不同的人组成的。
And the church today is organized by peoples from all tribes and nations.
虽然我们的教会大多数是中国人。
Even though our church is comprised mainly of Chinese.
但不是只有中国人。
But it's not all Chinese.
教会也不是只有中国人而已。
The church is not just limited to Chinese.
神把各国的、各族的人都带到他的面前来。
God will lead people from all tribes and nations into His midst.
我们可以一起欢喜快乐。
So that we can be joyful together.
看见这个恩典是普及万民的。
Because we can see that this grace is for all peoples.
神加增我们的喜乐。
And God will increase our joy.
我们的喜乐好像什么呢？
And how was our joy described?
第三节还这样形容。
Verse 3 goes on.
他说好像收割的人欢喜。
He says, we will rejoice as people rejoice at the harvest.
又像人分乳物那样的快乐。
As men rejoice when they divide the plunder.
收割的喜乐是什么呢？
What is the joy of the harvest?
当一个农人几个月的辛劳最后有一点点收成的时候。
When a farmer sees his harvest after months of labor.
他会觉得他所有的努力值得了。
He will feel that, oh, all my labor is not in vain.
很多时候我们传福音也是这样。
And so often when we share the good news, it's like that.
今天晚上我在 Cambridge 查经班有机会布道。
Two nights ago, I was in the Bible study of Cambridge.
感谢主有十几位这个朋友们愿意来认识主。
I shared the good news, and over 10 people decided to accept the Lord.
有一位弟兄告诉我。
And a brother told me.
最高兴的人是谁呢？
Who was the most happy person?
当然，那些决志相信主的人，他本身很高兴的。
Of course, those who accepted the Lord were very happy.
但是那些带他来的朋友可能是更高兴的。
But the friends who brought them to the Bible study, they were happier still.
他们说，那天晚上举手愿意接受主的人当中，有好几个人是在这个查经班很久很久的。
So among those who raised their hands, there were a few who have been at the Bible study for a long, long time.
有时候我们称这种人叫做万年的慕道友。
Perpetual seekers.
他们很久很久一直慕道，可是好像很久很久就过不了那个门。
Seems like they have been seeking after the truth for so long, and yet they have yet to cross over.
我想他们的朋友就好像那个农夫一样，花了好大的努力，好大的代价，哎，就怎么就差那么一点点呢？
I feel that their friends are like these farmers, laboring at the fields, tilling and working.
当他们看见他们所关心的、所爱的朋友愿意接受主的时候，
and when they see the friends that they are concerned about and love, that they are willing to accept the Lord,
那种快乐就叫做收割的快乐。
Then that kind of joy is known as the joy of the harvest.
另外一种的快乐是什么呢？
What is another kind of description?
分乳物，好像打胜仗一样。
Men rejoicing over the plunder, winning a battle.
如果你是 football 的球迷的话，你昨天晚上应该很高兴的。
If you are a patriot football fan, you will be very happy last night.
如果你从来不看足球的话，你就失去一个快乐。
Of course, if you're not a football fan, you have lost a source of joy.
如果你一直在为这个 patriot 这个不怎么样的球队一直在那边加油的时候
，If you have been rooting for the Patriots all these years.
然后你看到上半场输了22分
And then you saw how they've lost 22 points in the first half.
你 不管你怎么样的爱国，你那时候没有办法 patriot.
Even though you are a very patriotic person, you really find it hard to be a patriot then.
可是你看到后来他居然赢了。
And yet in the end, they won.
我不知道多少人在电视机前面在那边哇。
I don't know how many people were rejoicing in front of the television.
你就是在分那个乳物。
You are rejoicing in the plunder.
其实打赢了，我想那个球员会有奖金的。
Of course, if you win the football match, you will have bonuses.
你可能一毛也拿不到。
Of course, you cannot even share in these bonuses.
但是你的快乐就好像分到他的奖金一样。
But your joy is such that it seems like you have a part in their bonus.
神把这样的一个喜乐赏赐给我们。
God has given us this joy.
这个喜乐就是。当我们所爱的人，他们能够从黑暗中看见光明，我们喜乐。
We rejoice because those who we love have turned from darkness into light.
这好像收割一样的喜乐。
This is the joy of the harvest.
什么叫做分乳物的喜乐呢？
What is this joy of dividing the plunder?
当你看见这个黑暗的世界，黑暗的势力那样庞大的时候，
When you see the power of the darkness of the world is so enormous,
当你看见神胜过这个黑暗的时候,
but when you see God victorious over darkness,
当公义胜过这些邪恶的时候,
when justice prevails over evil,
你的心里的感觉, 你也会 比为这个球队的那个欢喜更快乐一样。
Then your joy will be greater than the joy of winning a football match.
我们跟神一起分这个战利品，这个礼物。
That we can share with God the plunder.
他下面又继续提了三个理由，为什么我们会快乐。
And then it goes on and tells us three more reasons why we can rejoice.
事实上在原文的第四节、第五节、第六节开头的时候， 都用一个字开始的，中文叫做因为。 英文是 for， 因为有三个原因我们会快乐。
In the original Hebrew, if you read verse 4, 5, and 6, it all starts with the word for，
因为有三个理由我们会快乐。
Or because there are three reasons。
第一个理由是因为我们身上所负的重轭、肩头上的杖、欺压人的棍都已经被解除了。
The first additional reason for rejoicing is because the yoke that burdens us, the bar across our shoulders, and the rod of our oppressor have been shattered.
其实真正的重担是什么?
What is the true yoke?
真正的重担不是你每一年要缴 30%的税。
Your true burden is not the 30% income tax that you have to pay.
虽然每一个总统竞选人都告诉你说，如果我做总统，我就会解除你的轭。
Even though every presidential candidate promises us, I will decrease your tax burden.
那通常他做总统的第一年，他就开始加税。
Usually the first year into their presidency, they will increase your tax.
因为他想他做别的事情。
Because he wants to do other things.
真正的重担还不是那个东西。
But this is not our true burden.
真正的重担是一个罪的重担。
Our true burden is the burden of sin.
罪可以用各种的方式表现出来。
Sin can be manifested in many different ways.
我们看到一些人吸毒的时候,
perhaps there are people who are drug addicts.
你想说，为什么不把它戒掉呢？
You would say, why don't you just give it up?
但是你没有吸过毒。
But you have never tried.
你从来不知道那个东西是多么样的紧紧地抓住一个人。
You cannot imagine how tight a hold drugs can have on those addicts.
罪是一个缠累在人身上的一个东西。
Indeed, sin is like a drug. It can bind us up.
它会捆住你。
It can bind us up.
当然有些人从来不吸毒的。
Some have never tried drugs.
但我知道在美国长大的人, 很多人一天不能够不喝 Coca-Cola。
But yet I've known many in America, they grow up, they cannot do without a can of Coca-Cola every day.
我知道Andy不喝 Coca-Cola, 他一天都不能做事的。
For example, Andy, if he doesn't have a can of Coke, he cannot perform that day.
他也不能够不喝咖啡的。
He has to have coffee.
不过他已经告诉我，他已经有忘记现在有没有打破记录，他有10天左右的时间没有喝一杯咖啡，他大大的庆祝一番。
But he has recently shared with me that he has gone without a cup of coffee for 10 days now.
我不是那么爱喝咖啡，觉得不喝咖啡 what a big deal.
I'm not a personal fan of coffee.
但是你的一生中，你可能有些东西就是会抓住你，永远放不掉的。
But there are things in your life that will bind you.
这些重轭，这些东西是可以拿掉的。
But these things can be removed from you.
你可以真正的自由。
You can experience true freedom.
真正的自由是什么？
What is true freedom?
真正的自由不是你想做什么你就可以做什么。
True freedom isn't doing whatever you want to do.
而是你能够做你该做的事情。
But rather doing what you ought to do.
很多人说我很自由，因为我想抽烟就抽烟，我想喝酒就喝酁。
Some say, oh, I'm truly free. Whenever I feel like smoking, I just lit up. Whenever I feel like a drink, I will drink.
你们基督徒没有自由。
But Christians, you have no freedom.
你看看，不准喝烟，不准抽烟，不准喝酒，不准打牌，哇，这么多的不准。
You Christians have this list of don'ts.
所以呢？
So?
你可以反过来问。
You can turn this around.
你说你想抽烟就抽烟，很好。
Oh, you say you're free to smoke whenever you like. That's good.
你有没有不抽烟的自由呢？
Do you have the freedom of not smoking?
你有没有不喝酒的自由呢？
Do you have the freedom of not drinking?
你有没有不看电视的自由呢？
Do you have the freedom of not watching television?
前几个礼拜我们有 snowstorm 下大雪的时候。
Several weeks ago when we had that snowstorm.
很多的趟这个电都没有了。
Many towns had to do without electricity.
所以你也没有电视了。
So you can no longer watch television.
你会觉得活得在地狱里面一样。
You would feel like you were living in hell.
不是因为没有电灯啊。
Not because there's no light.
因为没有电视啊。
Because there's no TV.
没有电视的时候，你其实不知道每天要干什么。
Without TV, how can I live?
睡觉啊。
You can sleep.
但是睡觉是干什么呢？
But why do we sleep?
所以有些人宁可看电视不要睡觉。
They rather watch television than to go to bed.
感谢主，那几天你只好睡觉了。
But we thank the Lord that for those few days you can only sleep.
我们真正有自由吗？
Do we really have freedom?
神要给我们这个自由，把这个轭脱掉。
But God will give us the freedom to remove our yokes and burdens.
第二个理由是什么呢？
The second reason.
他说因为这个战争要过去了。
Because the battles, the wars will be over.
所以他说战士所穿的那些盔甲，他们的衣服都拿去烧掉了。
The warriors' garments and their boots, the garments used in battle will all be taken away.
当我们住在美国，你没有经历过战争。
If we live in America, we have not experienced war.
你不知道那个战争的恐怖。
You do not know the terror of war.
但是今天在世界的很多的那个战争的恐怖。
You do not know the terror of war.
但是今天在世界的很多的角落，你仍然看见战争。
But throughout this world, you can see many corners that still experiencing the terror of war.
1948年的时候，联合国成立了。
The United Nations were established in 1948.
他们成立的时候就有一个愿望。
When they were established, they had this hope.
他们希望从此以后没有战争了。
That from this day on, there will be no more wars.
第二次世界大战结束了。
We just came through the Second World War.
他们成立了联合国。
So they established the League of Nations, the United Nations.
甚至把以赛亚书的一句话刻在联合国的墙壁上。
They even engraved a verse of Isaiah onto the building walls.
那节圣经在哪里呢？
What is that verse?
以赛亚书第二章第四节。
It's chapter 2, verse 4.
他们这一节的一半刻在墙壁上。
They've engraved half of this verse onto the wall.
第四节的后半段有这样一句话说，他们要把刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀，这国不举刀攻击那国，他们也不再学习战士。
They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore.
下次有机会去纽约的时候
，Next time when you have a chance to visit New York，
去参观联合国大厦
，Go to see the United Nations building，
就在联合国大厦马路的正对面
，In the main entrance facing the road，
有一股墙
，You see a wall，
上面就刻了字
，And you will see words engraved on this wall，
就是刻了这段话
，It is this scripture verse。
他们盼望从此以后那些用来制造武器的那些钱可以拿来做生产的用具。
They had hoped that the money that was poured into making weapons can be now used for production.
没有战争了。
That there will be no more wars.
我们也不必再学习战争了。
So we do not need to train for war.
可是当这个字刚刻好没多久。
So even after the engraving of the words have not passed for a long time,
短短的一两年之间，韩战就爆发了。
Just within one or two years, the Korean War started.
美国有好几万的人死在韩国。
Over tens of thousands of Americans died in that war.
中国可能有十几万的人死在韩国。
Over hundreds of thousands of Chinese died in that war.
所以你会发现我们的期望多么容易落空呢？
So you see how futile is our hope.
我们期望的是和平。
Our hope is for peace.
不是战争。
Not war.
可是战争就在你家门口。
But the wall is right in front of your home.
当然很多人战争是在你家里面。
And for many, the wall is inside the home.
我们盼望和平，可不是因为你盼望和平就会来的。
But peace does not come just because we hope for it.
有一件事情他们忽略了。
There's one thing they've neglected.
他们只要后面的这句话，从此以后没有战争了，从此以后刀会变成犁头了。
They just want the second half of this verse.
他忘记了。第二章第二节
They forgot verse 2 of chapter 2.
那是一开头的这句话
Because verse 2 starts this, this discourse.
他说, 末后的日子, 耶和华殿的山必建立, 超乎诸山, 高过于万岭, 万民都要留归这山。
Verse 2 of chapter 2 says, In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains, and all nations will stream to it.
必有许多的国民前往说, 来吧, 我们登耶和华的山,
Many peoples will come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountains of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob.
因为他们来到神的面前,
because they have come before God,
和平才会来到,
then peace will come.
现在我们想要和平,
now we long for peace,
我们却不愿意来到神的面前,
yet we refuse to come before God.
所以我们没有和平,
so we do not possess peace.
不管你用人间的任何的方法,
No matter what kind of methods we try,
不管你用任何人间的组织,
not whatever kind of human organization,
和平是不会来到的,
peace will be fleeting.
只有当我们来到神的面前的时候,
only when we come before God,
这一切应许就会应验,
then these promises will be fulfilled.
最后也是最重要的一个原因为什么我们会欢喜呢?
Third and last most important reason for us to rejoice.
因为第六节他这样说,
In verse 6 it says,
因为有一个婴孩为我们而生, 有一个子赐给我们。
For to us a child is born and to us a son is given.
因为有一位神的儿子为我们降生。
Because the Son of God was born for us.
这是我们整个喜乐的最高潮。
This is the climatic point of our rejoicing.
因为这位婴孩为我们而降生。
Because this child, this baby was born, then our burdens will be released. Then true peace will be established. And for this Son of God, there's a special name.
你知道,
you know, in the Jewish custom, their names represent the character of that person. The name of a person tells us the uniqueness of that person.
So you have
to be very careful and cautious in coming up with a name for your children. The name represents your hope for that child. It will represent how that child looks at him or herself when they grow up. What is the name of this Jesus Christ?
在中文来看好像有五个,
in Chinese, perhaps you can say there are five names here, but in the original, there's really only four.
就是奇妙跟测试其实是同一个名字。
In the Chinese, they have separated the word wonderful counselor, but in the original, these two words were linked.
是奇妙的测试。
He is the wonderful counselor.
什么叫做奇妙的测试呢?
What is this wonderful counselor?
什么是, 测试就是帮人出主意的人呢?
A counselor is someone who comes up with ideas for others.
他是有智慧的人。
He is a wise person.
如果你碰到问题的时候,
if you have a problem,
你一定会找一个点子比较多的人请他出主意的。
You will try to find someone who are more qualified to come up with an option for you.
我想你不会找一个你的朋友当中看起来笨笨的去出主意的。
You would not go look for someone who is very foolish and ask for advice.
你会找一个很聪明的人。
You will look for one who is wise.
但这一位神的儿子是奇妙的测试。
But this Son of God is called the Wonderful Counselor.
他不但有智慧,
not only is he wise,
他有超过人的智慧。
His wisdom transcends human wisdom.
因此在他的里面, 我们可以得到很多, 关于生命, 关于人生, 许多的宝贵的教训。
So through him we can receive much wonderful teachings for our lives.
你常常希望有一个这样的朋友在你的旁边。
So often we long for a friend beside us, available to give us advice.
中国人也有说过, 有三种朋友要交的。
Chinese have said we need three kinds of friends.
三种朋友, 有质有量, 有多闻, 就是一个人见识广博的人, 测试。
You need to have friends who have experienced much and can give you advice.
这位耶稣基督可以成为我们随时的帮助。
This Lord Jesus Christ can be our everlasting help.
因为他可以常常帮助我们, 引导我们人生的道路。
He can be there all the time to help us in each phase of our lives.
他第二个名字是叫做全能的神。
His second name is mighty God.
很多人会说, 耶稣只是一个人, 一个伟大的人。
Many may say Jesus was a great man.
可在这边你就会看见, 这个名字本身就代表的, 这一位耶稣基督不是普通的人。
But here, just from the name, we notice that Jesus is not an ordinary man.
他从神那里而来。
He came from God.
但他的名字却叫做全能的神。
And yet his name is Mighty God.
所以他有人和神的两个本质。
So he has both the nature of man and God.
你不可能叫一个人的名字叫做全能的神的。
You cannot call any man a mighty God.
就表示在这个预言的里面就预言将来有一位出来。
So in this prophecy of Isaiah, he has foretold that there will be a man who is different.
他是神,
he is God.
而他有完全的能力,
that he is almighty.
他第三个名字也跟他的神性是有关系的。
And his third name also tells us that he is connected to God.
他说他是永在的父。
He is the everlasting Father.
在犹太人从来不随便用父这个名字的。
The Jews do not use the word father lightly.
因为当他说父的时候，就是指的父神。
Because when they say father, they refer to Father God.
所以他说是永在的父，意思就是说这一位是神。
So when they use the name everlasting father, that means he is God.
他从古老的为过去就已经存在了。
From days of old, he existed.
所以他第二个名字、第三个名字都提到这位耶稣基督，他有神的神性。
So from the second and third names, we realize this Jesus is God.
最后一个名字叫做和平的君。
And then he is called the Prince of Peace.
他带来的是和平。
He will bring forth peace.
他用和平来统治这个世界。
He will rule this world with peace.
因此只有在他的带领之下, 我们能够得到和平的保障。
So we can only receive peace under his leadership.
正如昨天晚上我曾经提到, 这个和平或者平安这个字在犹太人的文字是特别的字。
I have mentioned last night that the Jewish word or the Hebrew word for peace have abundant meanings.
犹太人这个和平这个字,平安这个字叫做 shalom.
The Hebrew word for peace is shalom.
它包含很多的东西。
The meaning of shalom encompasses a large field.
当你祝福一个人身体健康的时候, 你会说 shalom。
When you want to say bless someone to have healthy life, you can say shalom.
当你要祝福一个人他的家产可能很富裕的时候, 你会说 shalom.
When you want to bless someone so that they become prosperous, you can say shalom.
你希望这个人跟别人的关系很好的时候, 你也可以说 shalom.
When your wish is for that person to have wonderful relations with everybody, you can bless him with shalom.
所以这个 shalom 这个字，如果要中文翻译的话呢， 也许翻译成福分的福，是最接近这个原文的意思的。
So my conviction is that the word shalom is better translated into Chinese as the word blessing.
Shalom 是这样一个珍贵的东西。
Shalom is such a precious thing.
但却是那样稀少的东西。
And yet it's something that is so lacking.
许多人在追求，但却得不着的。
Many people long for shalom but cannot achieve it.
但是耶稣基督却是和平的君。
But our Lord Jesus, he is the Prince of Shalom.
他会带来这个和平。
He can bring us this peace.
所以在最后第七节结束的时候，他这样说。
So in verse 7, it ends this prophecy with
他的政权与平安必加增无穷。
That of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end.
他的shalom会增加到无限制。
So his shalom will increase and there will be no limit to its size.
他后面说,他在大卫的宝座上治理他的国,以公平公义使国坚定稳固。
He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and righteousness.
当他做王的时候,
when he is king,
当我们在他的治理之下的时候,
when we are under his rule,
我们就有公义,也有平安。
We will have justice, righteousness, and peace.
我们还在期待耶稣基督来到这个世界上做王。
We're still looking forward to the day when our Lord Jesus comes to be the king.
但有一件事情是我们要今天就要做的。
But there's something we can do today.
让耶稣基督今天在你的心中做王。
That Jesus can become your king today.
当我们在祷告的时候这样说，
When we pray, sometimes we say,
主啊，愿你的国降临。
Thy kingdom come.
我们知道神的国不是今天就会来的。
Yes, in some ways, the kingdom of God has yet to arrive.
当你这样祷告的时候，
But when you pray,
你有没有想过说，主啊，让你的国今天就在我的心里。应该要做你的王。
Today, Jesus should be your King and Lord.
他的平安，他的公义就成为我们的。
Then his peace and his righteousness will be ours.
这个荣耀的国度就在你的生命当中开始实现。
This glorious kingdom will be established in your life.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
在这个时刻，当我们来到你的面前的时候，
That in this moment, as we come before you,
一方面我们感谢你。
One hand, we are thankful. We thank you.
因为你差遣你的独生儿子为我们在2000年前降生在这个世界上。
Because you have sent your son to be born over 2000 years ago for us.
而且使他成为我们的救赎。
And through him you have established salvation for us.
使我们能够在你的里面得到这样的平安和喜乐。
So that we can receive this peace and joy through you.
因此我们要向你献上赞美。
And so we want to thank and praise you.
也帮助我们能够常常纪念你的恩典。
Help us to remember your grace always.
也常常纪念在我们周围有许多的人仍然生活在黑暗之中。
And help us to remind us that there are still many around us who are living in darkness.
当我们在这个圣诞的季节，
As we are in the season of Christmas.
当我们在送圣诞礼物的时候，
When we exchange Christmas presents.
主，求你帮助我们也把你自己的福音当成礼物送给他们。
Lord, help us to Use your good news as a Christmas present for some of our friends.
能够也将他们带到你的面前来。
So that they can also come before you.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers, Lord.
我们这样祷告是奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.